Yeah, I'm good. Thank you very much for calling.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for speaking to us. So why did you flee Sri Lanka originally?
Yeah, it's a long story. So where are we living? It's an inhuman politics following everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in forced to face suffer with my country government. And I need to leave my country and hope to be a good life with free. So I just suffered my life in the deep water and started to journey in 2012 and reached Australia.
And what was that? What was that journey like? How dangerous was it to get to Australia?
It's I cannot describe it. It's always beautiful. It's very dangerous. I like that. It's a very deep water. So I couldn't believe I still survive in deep water with big waves, and we faced a lot of suffer and no food, no water. We drink salty water, and without food, then 22 days, very hard journey made to Australia for leave all the happiness in our country. We hope to be a good life in Australia.
Mm. And once you got here, you were, of course, taken to Nauru. How did that feel when you arrived after this dangerous journey to be taken to
that place? When I arrived to Australia, then I hoped all my life is completely going to be changed and I'm going to get a good life and with freedom and all this stuff. Then I was completely disappointed and all the hopes are broken at the moment. So I had the news, they changed the policy, who come by boat, then they're going to be sent to offshore processing center that's called in Nauru at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always calling human dumping grounds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then it's like a desert when I went to there. So we just faced lots of suffer. No, when I went to there in 2012 in Nauru, there's no power, just in the tent. We're living in the tent and we get hard time. Yeah, we faced a lot. Lots of suffer. So I don't have words to describe how much that suffering I faced, and not just me, my other friends.
Mm. And of course, you used poetry and art. And how has that been, being able to express yourself in that way? How have you used sort of poetry to express, I guess,
yeah,
this time?
At the moment, I thought, oh, we are helpless. So because we just came here for believe good country, they're going to be treated well, then we're going to get a good nation, and everyone leave us, we just like a helpless people, just throw away in the side of the road.
Mm.
Then I try to express my feelings. So I don't have get any ways to do that. Then I don't have to see anyone to sharing my feelings and my pain. Then I just want to do something for myself to keep survive. And I started sharing with my feelings with my pen and paper. Then I take the paper and I started to write. Just my first writing started in Nauru. Yeah, then I just posted on my Facebook about my feelings and situation. And people, the real Australians, they saw that. Then they encouraged me. And they gave it their kind and love, and they did many support. Then I started to writing, express my feelings, and I share my pains with them.
Well, all the best in launching your book tonight. It is called Hell to Hell, Poems from Nauru, which is being launched at Berkeley Books in Paddington. Ravi, thanks so much for sharing your story with us this morning on 2SER.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for calling and sharing your time with me. Thank you.
Thanks for talking to us.